The fiscal year 2025-2026 budget has passed with no tax increase, and there's construction beginning on a new community college in Fentress County. Here on Local Matters is Jimmy Johnson to talk all things Fentress County, update us on all the goings. Jimmy, thanks for being here.
Thank you so very much for the invitation.
Always good to see my friend.
Always good to be here to look at you.
I've missed you.
I've not seen you in a while. You've been a busy man.
I've been busy and don't do what I used to do, and I miss out on some of that, especially with fine folks like you. But I know you're doing well in Fentress County. It's a great county, and we want to let everybody know everything that's going on. It is budget season. You all got through a budget today, or not today, but you all got through a budget recently, right? When did y'all pass it?
We passed it, I think, on the 26th of June or something. Though we finished the budget with the – you know, of course, with the tax there also. So, and the tax will be the same it has the last few years. Not saying that we don't need maybe some more, but anyway, the upcoming year until at least the trustee mails out her statements will be $1.35 again.
That's a low rate compared
I think Cumberland County is about second. We are maybe third or fourth in the state. It's something to be proud of. Then on the other hand, it's something not to be proud of because a lot of stuff you can't do.
Well, how do you maintain growth, Jimmy, when you don't have increased taxes every year, every other year in a small county? How do y'all keep up with the services y'all have to provide for your citizens?
Well, it's tough, you know, and sometimes, as you know, dealing with yourself, you have to maybe go into your fund balance at the end of the year or something that you have, your debt service, move money around, pennies around, and that's one thing a lot of folks don't really understand is you have, like we have 135 pennies, and it has to take care of everything plus our maintenance of efforts that we do, and sometimes you have to move it around, and people will think, well, you're taking money from us, but really you're not if you're meeting your maintenance effort and it's coming in anyway over it. So you just have to do it every once in a while. So I went back and did a study, and myself, and the last 37 years pennies have been moved in our county 18 times. So can't get upset with our county commission because it's been done before, but it's, you have to do that. You got so much. And it's like they say, you take so much, keep taking water out of the well. If it don't rain, you're in trouble. But
so, did y'all move pennies this year around?
We moved. Yes, we did. We took another penny out of debt service, and we'll probably move 3 cents from the Board of Education.
So, and I haven't talked to you much about it, so we can talk about it now. I'm assuming, because schools do have maintenance of effort, which you touched on, there are certain maintenance of effort regulations in county government, and one of those is schools, mm-hmm. and that's strictly local revenue budgeted for the school system. It has nothing to do with expenses, has nothing to do with state revenue or federal revenue. It's local revenue, and that will, one of those revenue sources is property tax. Of course, it's their sales tax that's required to go to schools. So I'm guessing the revenue's growing in other places for the schools, local revenue like sales tax. So that enables the commission to move a couple cents, a couple pennies from the school's tax dollars to other funds that need it.
That's true.
And that's what y'all did this time.
Yeah, ours is split up. Of course, you know, 50% of sales tax has to go to the schools. Then we take us along with the city, and the city of Ballard takes 25% of that and goes to solid waste, which was a referendum vote back in like 1984 when they first started saying that you had to have a landfill or solid waste department instead of throwing it over the hillside. And then, of course, in ours, our other 25% of that sales tax goes to our debt service. And so, and of course, all we can do is that is pay for debt. And we have some debt, but we just have two things. One is our Justice Center, and then also the ag building that we built a couple years ago. So that's actually the debt that we have in Fentress County, and so we're pretty proud of that. We, back in the day, they had the county had to step up and help the Board of Education build a new school. So we went in and paid that off last year. So now, you know, and the Board of Education does a great job also. All the schools are paid for now, and so at their, it's good for us.
Well, Fentress County is a different dynamic because the biggest high school is state-funded, right?
That's
York
exactly,
Institute.
Yes, yeah.
So you're looking at one high school, Clark Range, and then how many elementary schools are?
Four.
Four elementary yeah. schools. So the Board of Education is funding four elementary schools and then the high school. So there's not as much money needed, but, of course, they need money to operate. But the commission saw an opportunity where the schools were not going to lose out on previous funding. It was going to be maintained and move that money somewhere else. And I think you said to the highway department, is the highway department got some pennies?
Highway department, yeah, that's where we're moving it to the highway department.
So I've served Fentress County for 19 years at CTAS, and they've never had any property tax rate pennies go to their fund.
Not to my recollection, no.
And that's not uncommon in this area, but I think I have a right to say an opinion. I think that's a great move. Highway departments, in order for them to maintain roads, they can't always solely depend on state revenue. The gas tax is what funds a lot of highway departments, especially smaller counties. That's how Fitchers County was getting by for its whole existence as a county, is state revenues. And now the commission has put the effort in to give some back to the highway department through local property tax dollars. I think it's a great. How much is a penny?
Our penny right now, it's up to about 58 or 59,000 a year.
So almost $120,000 the highway department can use.
Yeah, a little bit more than that. But then in the meantime, with what our tax rate is, we have to compete with our other counties and such. So we have a pretty good management team. You know, they'll jerk the sweat out of a buffalo nickel if they have to squeeze it tight enough. But all of our commissioners do a good job, and they've been a big help to me the last 7 years. So.
Well, and they do work hard, that's for sure. 10 county commissioners in Fitchers County, and Jimmy is in his second term as county executive. I tried, ain't it?
Yep.
Boy, time is
flying
by. Seventh year, second term. And so the budget has passed. Any other highlights? Were there raises for the employees this time?
The last 3 or 4 years, we've got to give them a raise. This year's raise was, I believe it was 50 cents an hour, then what years you had been there qualified you for a 3% on that or something. 3%, I believe, is what 50 cents plus 3%, yeah, of your longevity.
Have you all found it hard to maintain or retain employees, Jimmy, keep them from going to other counties to work, especially at Sheriff's Office and EMS and Solid Waste? Have you all found it hard to keep those people inside the county?
It is hard, too, because you're having to compete with your revenue, the rates that – their adjoining counties are getting paid, you know. And so it makes it tough. It really does. And there's why, you know, you can't get a lot of things done, you know. You can't get, like, courts, you know, let's say athletic stuff, you know, for your kid. You can't just jump in and build something. You can get grants a lot of times. But now when you go from a distress to at risk, you know how that is. When you're distressed, you have a 0 to 5% that you have to match with however much the amount is, and then at the then when you get to at risk, it goes from like 5% up to 15%. So that makes a lot, and just different things. If something tears up, you got to have some money someplace stored back. And the commission did this the third year we're doing this. They took a penny and put it into a place over here just to save, just to have a little savings there. And so we've not had to go into that yet. Capital outlay, they did cut, commission did cut the capital outlay this year, from, I think, from 100 to 50,000. So that was kind of a lick, but hopefully we won't have nothing blow up, but, you know, we won't have to use it. And then we're carrying, you know, not a great big amount, but we are carrying funds over, and all of our elected officials are doing good this year. You know, we have you, and our ambulance service was actually in the black 2 years in a row now.
So their patient charges they're collecting is paying for their budget,
a lot of operation. Yes. You may come up just a little bit short, but it's doing a really good thing for us.
Well, anytime you break even, Jimmy, in my opinion, that's great.
Well, it's the first time it's been done, and things have been tough. You know, ambulance, you know, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, was $150,000, $60,000, and now they're $340,000 each.
Yeah.
So you got to twist and you got to beg and borrow, but it's good. You know, the counties we're doing good. We're financially good right now. You know, we can't go out and buy brand new vehicles for everybody to drive. But we're carrying our own self right now. We really are, and that's been pretty good. But you know, it goes back to revenue. If you want more, you got to have more revenue in some way. And the only way that a county can do it, as you know, is through land tax or a private act some way. We don't have nothing to sell. You know, we don't have this and that to sell to raise it up and leave the taxes the same. But we're doing pretty well, and we're doing okay.
Are there several people, Jimmy, moving in to the county and building houses, or is that kind of leveled off since COVID?
Well, no, it's still pretty big. We have a lot of apartment building going on. We have several homes put in, and I'm thinking we had like maybe 250, 300 homes, new homes that were built. Our population growth right now in the Upper Cumberland, we were the leading growth percentage-wise, not population, but since the last census, we were the leading percentage-wise of like almost 69% increase percentage-wise in the county, I think, in the Upper Cumberland. No. Yes, we were in the Cumberland, also the state, because what they said that there was a lot leaving out in West Tennessee, and East Tennessee was about the same, but in the Middle Tennessee area, we were actually had more growth than any other county percentage-wise, not population, but percentage for what we had. So really, I believe the census said we were like 18,006 something, but they'll tell you that 10 to 15% of the people don't send in a census. So yeah. you take 10% of 18,000 or 18,006, so you've got 1,806 yeah. more. So you're hitting close to the 21,000. Yeah. So it's growth. You can sit in our office, and you know how our courthouse is laid out, and Miss Amanda's office is there, the clerk, and you know you hardly ever see through the week you'll see 10 to 15 different license plates there, whether they're building or renting or whatever.
Yeah.
And then sales tax has been good, and we was talking a while ago, you know, our sales tax has been so good that we've actually increased the maintenance of effort, $647,000 to the school system in the last 4 years.
Yeah, so you're meeting the minimum funding requirement for local revenue for the school. So that's what enabled you all to move those pennies around.
And we were actually this year $1.1 million over
the minimum requirement.
That we were supposed to,
Well, that's so anytime your county can pass a budget, offer raises for the employees that are working there, providing services, fund more services like the highway department, I think you're making progress. And your seventh year, you're going to start your eighth year in 2 weeks.
Be the seventh year in August. Yep.
And there's a lot of changes since you've been in. And when we come back after the break, I do want to talk about some of those changes and some big news that's just happened about progress. We'll be back in just a moment on this session of Local Matters with Jimmy Johnson, Fentress County Executive. Welcome back. This is Local Matters. Jimmy Johnson, Fentress County Executive, is here. The budget has passed in Fentress County for fiscal year 25-26. And talking all things budget in the last segment, we're moving on, Jimmy. And as we mentioned, you're finishing up your seventh year as county executive. Before that, you served 4 years as a county commissioner. We've worked together for a long time now. And I can say in my years of seeing you in service and the current commission, y'all have made a lot of progress. And some of those highlights include, you know, getting an emergency room established in Jamestown, where as the hospital left, I can't remember when that was, y'all had no emergency service for a doctor or hospital visit. You had to go out of county, right? So that's one thing you worked on. And I remember when you came in, that was one of your goals. And with UT, y'all got it done. So how's that going? Has that been a big service to provide for your citizens, and have they responded well?
It's been a big help. You know, a lot of people had a lot to do with it to getting it there. And we just accidentally, you know, as you know, when Bob first brought this up, the senior vice president of UT Med was at the came in to pay his land tax there in the court, so he had some property in Spruce Creek. So we got the conversation going and talking, and I told him what, you know, our needs was after I found out who he was, and he said he might be able to do something. So then COVID came up, so we had to put it off, but it got started. And you know, we had to have the mileage changed, because a major hospital could stay within 35 miles. And so it had to be changed, except for the children. Children's was 100 miles, but we had to go through Washington. We had to go through your CMS out of Atlanta, was our regional place in the state, and get all this. It took 19 months to get all the paperwork done, and it took 14 months to build the building. But it's good. The hospital shut down in June the 12th of 2019. Was their last day, and so we tried to purchase it, and the folks that owned it would not sell it to us. So if they would have sold it to us, it'd been a lot different picture right now. But we have a A1 emergency room there. Of course, you know, sometimes you have to wait a while for this and that, but it's like any other emergency room. A lot of times you have to wait, and it's getting a lot better. In the 2 years this past July, well, actually it was in September, but the scope of July, we had seen roughly over 20,000 patients there, which, with that being said, what was happening, they would have to go to the doctor's office, and of course, a lot of your doctor's office don't have a lot of stuff that you need in an emergency room, so we would have to transfer from there to there. So now a lot of folks go into the doctor's office, and they're saying go up to the emergency room, and there might be something simple that they can take care of there instead of having. So
sure.
We were wearing the wheels out on ambulance. We really were. But right now we're still doing somewhere between 4,800 and 5,000 transfers or calls a year, not all transfers, but calls a year. And so, but UTMA has been great to work with. We have calls once a month, and then they have a one-on-one with us. They'll come about every third month or so and talk about things. And it's just a blessing that we have something like that. I know there's been some lives saved there, and that many patients, you know, it was a big need. You know, we'll draw them from the eastern part of Morgan County, Scott County, northern or southern Pickett County, eastern Overland County. So it's been a great help. It has, and it's got us where we can now station another ambulance at Brother Clark Range Park out there, what we call Station 2, a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So it's worked out really well.
You're giving people access to health care.
That's
always good.
Right? We bought the building. They did everything else, yes.
Well, something else that's important in counties and have access to is education. And one thing that you wanted to do, one of your goals when you became county executive, and you started advocating pretty quickly when you got in office, that the one was the emergency room. I think that might have been the priority, and I don't want to speak for you, but I know it was important. And then also providing access to a junior college, some kind of secondary or post-secondary education for the students and residents of Fentress County. You advocated with the state legislature, and once you did that, what happened from there?
Well, when we ran, we told folks, you know, we was going to run on health issues, education issues, and also agriculture issues. And so with the help of a good commission and a lot of people in the community and just helping to work together, we've gotten that pretty well taken care of. But, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and say I did this by myself, and I'll never say that. It cannot be I or me. It has to be us, we, they, and them. It mm-hmm. always has to be. You know, we was at a TCAT meeting over Huntsville, Oneida with Mr. Dwight Murphy. It's been a great help to Fentress County for 20, 25 years since he got out of politics out of Scott County. And he was over there for, I don't know, maybe 16 or 18 years as a mayor over in Scott County. But he is with the Huntsville Oneida, a TCAT. And so we was over there talking, and the chancellor was there, and she asked questions. And I said, well, we would love to have something like this someday, maybe in Fentress County. And so come in the next Monday. It was on Thursday, and the next Monday, Miss Amanda, which was the administrative assistant there, she said, you know, you're not going to guess who called. And it was the chancellor called and wanted to set up a meeting. So we got everybody from York, Clark Range, TBR was there, legislatures was there, and we had a lunch, and we sat and talked, and Superintendent Jones, Mike Jones, was still in his position, and they were all there, and people just agreed to do what they could. And Mr. Jones said, we'll bus the students if we have to, one place or to the other. And so with what's going on there now, and Senator Yeager kind of led the way with this, took them, met with their own state and asked them what they needed, and they gave him a figure, and he took it to the governor, and the governor kept in the budget. And so we gave the commission, allowed me to give to buy the land for, I think it's around $65,000, and it's turned into a $25 million project. So it's 49,000 square feet. TCAT and Rome State are different in part of the departments and such. Some are in the same building, some are not. But they're all under one roof. It's very rare that you can see a small county's there is getting something that large, big of a large, but that there, Senator Yeager carried it with the help of John Mark Wendell when he was there, Kelly Keesland, then Ed Butler, and then. But it's a whole effort from everyone. You know, whenever I ran, which you know, I told folks, you know, I said, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know some sharp people.
Yeah.
And that's still the same way it is. Yeah. And it don't make us no difference what you are or what you have. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been down that road. But, you know, it's just a blessing. And, of course, always you hear me say, we'll give God all the glory for stuff that happens in Fentress County. We firmly believe that he'll we may not get everything we want, but he'll give us what we need.
Yeah.
And I had so good to work for the people that we do work for now. You know, I had in my other job venture, I had six bosses. I've got 18,800 and I think 60 now. So yeah. I figure I'm at the bottom. So,
well, you're doing great on that. And so the TCAT Roan State building or the facility will be open when, do you think?
It's been kind of back and back. Weather's been an issue. They're tickled to death. I mean, they were the folks that did the landscaping. I think it was P&L did that up there in Clark Range area. They worked through the weather, and the folks didn't even have all their paperwork together when they got the land ready to work on. So it's moving right quite along. You know, it's anywhere from this week we were with them, the day before yesterday, I believe it was. Myself and Senator Yeager was there and talking with them, and they're actually have employed around 100 people there, and some are local people, some are county next to us people, and that's right, that are doing the work. And so we are we're blessed to have it. So they're saying June the 6th is the turnkey deal, or it could be as much as 30 days prior to it.
That's great information. So a Roan State Community College, a TCAT facility coming to Jamestown and Fentress County, giving people access to secondary, post-secondary education. I have Jimmy Johnson, Fentress County Executive here on Local Matters. We'll be back in just a moment after this break. Welcome back. I have Jimmy Johnson, Fentress County Executive. We've talked about fiscal year budget being approved with no tax increase. We've talked about the emergency medical center there in Jamestown that's provided health care access to thousands of people. And then we moved on to education, post-secondary education with Roan State, and the TCAT building underway and should be completed hopefully in June of 2026. One of the other goals, Jimmy, you had when you ran was you met two of them, health care, education, and the other one was agriculture. Give me an update on the agriculture improvements in Fentress County.
We had a location that we want to put the ag center, but the land wouldn't perk, so we had to go out. We have, I think it's 140 acres out there, but it would not perk so like it needed to, so we had to purchase the land. And so that's one of the only things that we're in debt for is that building and also the Justice Center, of course. But we have UT Ag out there now. There's a meeting room in that building for up to 100 people. It has a commercial kitchen with it. It has all the offices. I think there's six offices for your UT Ag folks out there. And then it has an arena in the back, and it's on 15 acres at where it is located at. And so there are a lot of educational processes goes right there inside that building, and especially for your farmers, you know, your master beef, your master gardening, your master farmer, a lot of different things goes on right there, plus your judging teams and such. But on the other hand, we have TCAT has come in with, like I mentioned, Mr. Dwight Murphy a moment ago. He's just been great for the last 20, 25 years to Fentress County, probably put in, I don't know how many millions of dollars into Fentress County, into the school system, himself with the group he works with through TCAT, you know, welding, building trades, such as that. But and at York Institute, they have revitalized the farm out there. Of course, that farm is the biggest in the United States. And also it's about third or fourth largest in the world, their campus is. And so they're raising everything now from rabbits, chickens, turkeys, hogs, goats, swine. And now they're implementing their cattle where they will eventually have it from, I forget what they call it, fork to table yep. or something that they call it. They're going to actually raise the beef there on the farm. They will have a slaughter place there on the farm, and then they will sell actually to their own cafeteria. And they will be selling to the public when they get their slaughterhouse done there. And, of course, TCAT is involved heavily at York Institute. And also at Clark Range High School, they have a new CTE building that's been built out there. They're doing cosmetology, culinary, also doing EMT classes, I believe, also welding. And so with the three places, with York Institute, Clark Range High School, and the college and the TCATs, you know, they were getting students shouldn't, if they, unless they just want to do something major, which they can get their other pre-classes done there at the center, at the college, a student won't have to leave the county to get an education. And that's a lot of things when they have to, which I had two daughters, as you know, they left the county and, man, they never come back except Christmas and Thanksgiving, maybe on the weekend to, you know, hey, keep the kids or something other if you don't care. Then you meet them halfway to get them.
But, then they don't bring them to you or keep the dog.
Or keep yeah, the dog. Keep the yeah, dog. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, but
5 pound ears, yeah.
But it's, but, It's a bad thing when you see the taillights leaving out, seriously, you know, when they go to college. But but now it's an opportunity. They can get their trades, and I believe, I mean, all your education is great no matter what it is. You know, if you get a job coaching marbles, you know, that's a good – if that's what you want to do, that's good. But all your major stuff, you know, you can get your preliminary stuff or your associate's degree there, and then you can move on someplace else. And then a lot of people, you know, you're going back – people are saying, well, man, I just want to do what Dad did. You know, I want to do what Mom did. Mm-hmm. And so they go to – they have a vocational school there. You don't have to drive. You know, people were driving – of course, Rome State's had not permanent places there for over the years. It was at York Institute. It was across from York. It was in York and some trailers, and then now it's at Clark Range with a nice building out there. But they wanted a permanent place. And so we were lucky enough, the commission was, to help me and let me give it to you know, not give it to it, but just let the state have it for this project, because they said as the main thing was land. But we have a great bunch of education people there in our education, in our Board of Education, there in the school, and then with the state at York Institute. We just have a good thing, and, you know, your graduation rates are going up in both places. You have kids that are going to college, leaving both places now, and they have might have 7 or 8 or 10 hours in or whatever.
You know that guy,
don't I know
you?
That guy coming in back there. Don't let me go out the back door.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, you're covering everything you wanted to do, right? And you're giving those – you talked about people leaving. You know, your daughter, they both left. One's in Maryville and the other one's in Baxter, and they're doing well. But you're giving the youth and those coming through high school and
a chance to stay home.
Yeah, a chance to stay home.
If they want, and raise you if they want to.
Folks, Fentress County is a beautiful county and good people. I mean, it's wonderful, and there's no reason for people not to have an opportunity to stay there. And I think
– that's why people's moving there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, y'all have a retirement – community starting, right? Basically, I know Cumberland County has been, and that's who we were just making faces at, was the mayor, Alan Foster. But Cumberland County has got people coming in and droves have for years. Well, now they're looking at coming to Fentress because it's beautiful. It's rural. There's a lot of land you can buy and have a home, and then you got access to things. I mean, people are not going to come unless they have access to health care, you know?
Yeah, and you can go anywhere in the world from Jamestown, Tennessee. Think about it.
Yeah, you can.
You can. We have all the beautification in the fall. It's Gatlinburg. We just don't have the businesses.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, it's beautiful up there when you're traveling through the county. So speaking of the beauty and change too, the administration of the South Fentress Park has changed, right?
It has. For years and years, it started as a volunteer organization out there, and they did a great, wonderful job providing that out there. The county just did some upkeep to it, and of course, like myself, you know, we get a lot of times older, not smarter. They did such a great job. And it just come a time they wanted to say, you know, hey, we've done this for 25, 35 years, and we're going to turn it over to the county if they'll take it. And so, of course, we'd have been crazy not to take it over, and we are. And we're trying to improve what we can of a lot of the playground equipment and such. And they did a study, and we kind of draw from the northern part of Cumberland, out of the Monterey section on 62, and then the western part of Morgan and some of those counties, and they'll come there and do. And I mean, there's about, I think they said there's around 75,000-76,000 people will use that through the year through a study that the state did. So that's really good because, you know, you're getting some revenue there. If not, you're giving them a place to do something instead of having to go into the cities. But, you know, we're gonna hang in there a few more months and see what we can do. And if there's something else we can find to bring in there that we can, we're certainly going to try to. And, of course, we've renovated the courthouse. It's we got all that done, and all of our buildings and such are handicapped accessible in the county. And but you just, you know, I've got a sign in my office I got off of a soldier while I was on his uniform, and all it says is a piece of cedar, and it's YCBOYA, and that just means you can't do business sitting on your bottom.
Right.
And so, and you can't, you know, I love to be there, I love to talk with people, but you also, you know, you've got to get out and visit with people because, and your phone calls and such coming in, and whether I'm there the next time or somebody else is new there, you know, you've got to answer your calls. Someone might just want to talk about the weather, and they want to bless you out or want to know this and that, but you've got to respect them in that office to give them a call back or, you know, acknowledge, you know, this and that, whether you like it or not.
It's, sometimes people just want to be heard.
They want to be heard, and they just want to talk, and that's mm-hmm. what they elected you. You're working for them. It's not my office. It's the folks of the Citizens of Ventura County's office. I just had the opportunity to work in that office.
You got 1 year left, Jimmy, guaranteed. The future hasn't been determined yet. You haven't made any decisions, but what do you want to accomplish the next 12 months in your term of county executive?
Just to help as many people as we can mm-hmm. In some way or another, maybe with housing grant or something for them. Try to see if there's something else you can bring in there. You know, we could use another, you know, a store of some kind, you know, different things. And we've called and called and called. I'd like to see more in the agriculture. I'd like to see more in the chicken business because Ventura County at one time was the leading broiler raising population in the county, in the state, and also snap beans. All the farming stuff's come back. Right now, we are Ventura County is the third highest in the beef production as far as background and cattle and such. I was talking with Andy Holt last week. He were up there. Him and Mr. Brad was up there and talking, and that's where we're at on that. So that's a lot of stuff. You know, there's a lot of things. You know, always been a good farmland up there. The chicken business kind of got stuff because they kept coming back. Once you improve this, improve this, improve this, and it got to where, you know, a lot just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And but we have, I don't know, there's several, probably 40 empty chicken houses up there that I would like to see get put back in. We've called all the companies, and it's just not on their itinerary right now. Sure, you'd like to see some jobs. We have a good industrial park there, and of course the road is going to be finished up all the way through Cumberland County. Ours is going to stop for a few years there, but if you can get a nice road, four-lane road from Interstate 262 where the industrial park is, that makes sure odds go up a lot better.
Sure.
We have two or three requests for information come through a week. People that's interested, sometimes they want more electricity than you can have, more water you can have, more this and that distance, railroads, airplane, next close to the airport. We've had several looks really in the last year, and hopefully, you know, something's going to fall.
Infrastructure's key, Jimmy.
That's where it's at.
Well, I've had the enjoyment and pleasure of having Mr. Jimmy Johnson, Ventura County Executive, with me at Local Matters, talking budgets and all things in Ventura County. Jimmy, thanks for being here. Appreciate your friendship.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate you, too.
Appreciate your service to Ventura County and all the work you're doing. Folks, hope you've enjoyed it like I have. Remember, it's a lot easier smiling as a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind to one another. Enjoy this hot weather. Stay cool, and we'll see you next time.